top 31 OBP Elitam Kalma Shabam Shabanam Srimadatam Bhuri Vinanti Ye Bhuri Dajana. May I have to put a nice thing that day. Because the whole focus is actually of the song. I have selected at this point the 31st chapter, 9th verse is this one, the first. And then the next 4 verses. First is why the 9th verse? Because, okay, I will read the translation and from that you will understand. The nature of your words and the description of your activities. Whose activities and words? Krishna. The tavo katham vetam. The nature of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune. We have learned here since. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most magnificent. Those who spread the message of Godhead are most what and how it is distributed, how is it broadcast? Throughout the world. Now, tell me, who broadcasted this Krishna Katha throughout the world? So, who is the most magnificent? So, doesn't this somehow indicate that this is indicating Srila Prabhupada? Also, in order to make this point clear, I will briefly narrate one incident. King Pratapudra wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. King Pratapudra was the king of Orissa at that time. But when he wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. And then finally, during the Rath Yatra time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went the rock cart school at Baldandi, Jagannath actually stops there to receive the offerings of the devotees. And at that time, becoming tired after dancing in front of Jagannath's chariot, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the adjacent garden and he lay down under a tree. At that time, King Pratapudra came disguised as an ordinary farmer. Although he was a king, he came as an ordinary villager. And he started to massage Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And he started to sing this gopi. And when he sang this particular stanza, Tava Katham Ritam, Tapta Jeevanam, Kovidir Iritam, Kalma Shabaham, Shravana Mangalam, Srimadatam, Bhuvi Vinanti, Je Bhuvi Dajana. Bhuvi Vinanti, Je Bhuvi Dajana. Those who distribute this Krishna Katha all over the world, indeed, is the most magnificent. Now, his purpose was to indicate to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you have come to deliver everyone. You have come to bestow your mercy upon everyone. Only Pratapudra will be deprived of your mercy. You have come to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. You are so magnificent. But at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, jumped up, and he embraced King Pratapudra, saying, Purida, Purida. Indeed, the one who distributes Krishna consciousness all over the world is the most magnificent. Now, did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the credit for himself by saying, yes, I am the giver of Krishna consciousness all over the world, so I am the most magnificent? then isn't it quite unusual for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to jump up like that and embrace King Pradhanamitra and say, indeed, he is the most munificent, he is the most munificent. So who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicating to? That somebody will come in the future who will distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world, and indeed he is the most beautiful. So there are four other stanzas. I'll quickly read them. Do you have any difficulty reading it? Huh? Okay, say it after me. Jayati Tehi Kam Janmana Brajo Shayata Indira Shashvatatrahi Daita Drishyatam Dikshutavakas Daitritashavash Sam Vichinnate. The gopis say, O beloved, your birth in the land of Braja has made it exceedingly glorious, and thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us. The next stanza, Sharadulashaye Sadhu Jata Sat Sarasi Jodaro Shri Ushad Risha Surat Natha Te Shunka Dashika Varaka Nignato O Lord of Love, in beauty your glance excels the world of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn corn. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing the maidservants who have given themselves to you freely, without any price. Isn't this murder? So the gopis are saying, look, Krishna, if you don't appear soon, due to your separation, we are all going to die. Then what if people tell you? That those who have surrendered themselves completely to you without any price, you have killed them. So this is how they are appealing to Krishna. Then, Vishwa Jala Payad Vyaya Rakshasa Varsha Maruta Vaidutanala Vrisha Mayat Vajat Vishya Tobhaya Rishabha Devayam Rakshitam. O greatest of personalities, you have repeatedly saved us from all kinds of danger, from poisoned water, from the terrible man-eater Agha, from the great rains, from wind demon, from the fiery thunderbolt of Indra, from the bull demon, and from the son of Mayananda. So you have saved us in all situations. Now why are you not saving us at this most critical situation that we have been? This is how the gopis are appealing to Krishna. Next one, Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akhila Dehina Antaratmantrik Bikhano Shartito Vishya Uptaye Shakha Ude Iman Shakta Dhankule. You are not actually the son of the Gopi Jashoda, or friend, but rather the indwelling witness in the hearts of all embodied souls. Because Lord Brahma prayed for you to come and protect the universe, you have now appeared in the sattva and rajasic state. So, are you all ready to say kirtan? Thank you.
Thank you.
श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी के सामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारी ने निर्विशेष श्रीनवाणी श्री प्रभुपाद।